Open mic.
Okay, well, this is Helen, and I have a question.
Sure.
Regarding the bill, the tax bill.
Yep, the flattening of the excise tax.
What is the likelihood of that of anything really happening there? I mean, you know, we've got several House Ways and Means members in our region, and they kind of specifically, Archer Davis, has kind of said, well, you know, if it has anything to do with taxes, don't bother me right now because, you know, we think the comprehensive thing is going to be coming in 2010. So are we earning political capital on something that's going to have little likelihood to happen this year?
I think that's a really good question. I'm going to give you my two cents and then ask Louise to chime in. But I think the point about anything in this kind of nature is that, you know, it's always difficult to predict what's going to move. And I think you're right that there's a lot of conventional wisdom that a major tax bill won't move until next year. People are holding out and saying, well, let's make it a part of comprehensive reform. But Congress being Congress, things end up, you know, springing out and something will roll through. And we just need to make sure that if something does move, and this is a part of it, that people know where we stand. We just don't have the luxury of say, oh, well, nothing's going to happen. And the other thing I'd say about that is, like, you know, I think it's a pretty well-articulated position. I think it makes a lot of sense. The conversations we've had, I'd say the investment, as you call it, in political capital isn't dwarfed by the promise of the return. And I think it's a pretty even trade-off. But you're right, you know, there's no way to know for certain what's going to happen. But Luis certainly has been tracking this issue pretty diligently for us.
So I think that I would agree with what Andrew said. I would add that it is unpredictable. We also are aware that Chairman John Lewis introduced a bill that passed the House last year that touched upon some issues of interest to grantmakers. I would expect him to be very interested in doing that again. I don't believe that he's going to wait to next year to do significant tax reform. We know there will be one. It's very likely there will be one tax bill. In the past, we could count on it because of the AMT patch, but since that was resolved as part of the stimulus at the beginning of the year, that's why there's no real certainty. The fact that we predict they are going to have to act upon the estate tax makes us believe there will be at least one. Having said that, it is important, knowing how Congress operates, it is the old adage is true, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. It takes so many arguments, it takes so many conversations to enact anything these days. It is important to begin to insist that this issue is tackled. I believe we have a real opportunity, however likely it is that it will be next year. We need to try to make the case this year as to why this issue has to be dealt with at the end of the year in this expected tax bill. And I think it is important that we talk to our elected officials about why this can't or shouldn't wait. And even if we do not succeed in securing passage or even introduction of this within the committee, the fact that we have those conversations allows us to lay the groundwork for real consideration next year. So, Helen, I think that's a wonderful question. I think the effort and the work that we all collectively put into this will pay off either this year or next year, but we have to begin the process this year.
At the same time, I think that's one of the things that's really valuable feedback for us. If you guys are in meetings and you're speaking with people and you get significant pushback on, and you know, I guess what I would say is where you feel that you're really expending significant political capital, that's important for us to know so that we can help you and balance those kind of things out. But certainly this isn't, everyone doesn't love it. There are certain large foundations in particular that have indicated that any revenue neutral excise tax represents a tax hike for them. So we're not being Pollyannish about the support. But definitely, you know, it's important for us to get that feedback from you all to the extent that you have specific examples of where you're getting that pushback.
Okay, thanks. Hi, this is Barb Farrell at Grant Makers of Western Pennsylvania. And this is my first call, so I hope you all understand I've been in my job for a very, very short period of time.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I don't want this to seem like a rudimentary question, but I'm sure that it is. And when I make my visits, one of the things that I'm personally excited about is trying to push the philanthropy caucus. And what I don't have is concrete data or information to pass along. And I'm not sure if this is the right forum to bring it up to find out how to get data, because I can have a persuasive argument if I have all the information in front of me, and of course because of the nature of our work, that's also a persuasive argument. But can somebody direct me on where I can get this and why it would benefit them and their district and their state and everybody involved to be part of this caucus?
Hey Barbara, this is Chitrain. On our Foundations
Hi.
On our Foundations on the Hill website, there is a issue paper on the Congressional Philanthropy Caucus.
Okay.
And it lists both the House Caucus membership and Senate Caucus membership. So you can look for that. And if you require any other information, you can feel free to contact me directly. But right now, because the Philanthropy Caucus is a congressional entity, that is
right.
That's the only information that we have. And we do communicate with Congressman Lewis and T. Berry's office consistently to get updated information on both the House caucus and then on the Senate side as well.
Okay, thank you.
And just another two pieces. Just so you all know, and it's something you can start to talk about, we are hoping to pull together a couple of Hill briefings in the fall that will be council-sponsored events where we will be on the Hill giving them information on particular areas. I think the first one we have lined up, we don't have a specific date for it, but it would be the end of September. And it would really be a Hill briefing for members and staff around philanthropy's role in health and healthcare. Not healthcare reform, but the role of philanthropy in health and healthcare. It's not a caucus event per se, but we would expect caucus members to probably be actively engaged and attend and generate some, you know, buzz around that. So that's something you can let them know about tentatively. And then the other piece, just on a data front, we have collected a fair amount of data from the Foundation Center. We're working on ways to use that data and make it available. But if part of the data you're talking about is making the case to your member about the importance of philanthropy in your particular district, we do have data available that we can compile for you, in particular for your visit, about the footprint that philanthropy and foundations have in your district. It's not directly relevant to the caucus, but if you're having a conversation that's broadly about that importance and why the caucus is important, that could help buttress what you're talking about. And we can, and again, Chitrain is a good contact person for that as well.
Okay, that's beautiful. And when we hang up, if I could get your direct email, that would be great, because that is the stuff that I just spent the last 3 days looking at over at the Foundation Center. So that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, that would be great. Barbara, I'll just contact you directly after the call.
That's great. Thanks.
Great.
This is Shannon Cunningham from West Virginia. I have a follow-up question about the Philanthropy Caucus. When we spoke with our representatives at Foundation on the Hill, all three of our representatives expressed an interest in the caucus and receiving more information. So we made a note of that on our report, and asking that those representatives be followed up with. And honestly, I didn't call back to check that that had been done. But so what's that next step? So.
Shannon, I want to say about 2 months ago, I met with Representative Lewis and T. Berry's staffers who staff the Philanthropy Caucus, and I shared with them a list of all of the representatives during Foundations on the Hill that indicated that they would be interested in joining the caucus. And so based on that information, those staff members were to contact the other congressional offices directly to, you know, see whether or not they needed additional information or confirm their membership. So because of the health care reform activity on the Hill, I think our staff members are a little tied up with that, but it is on their to-do list to confirm those members for us. So once I have feedback, I will circle back with folks.
And just to be fair, there's nothing we would love more to walk over there and take care of all of this. We're definitely a proactive kind of folk. But as you all probably know, the dizzying array of House and Senate ethics rules limit the role that we can play in some of this stuff. So to some extent, we're subject to their busy schedules and everything. We give them the information and hope that they act on it. But at some point, we just have to rely on them.
And one other,
sure, I just want to make sure if there's anything that we can do on our end, you know, that we're doing that. Thank you.
Shannon, the only other thing I can suggest is if you're having a district day event or an official meeting, I would reiterate the importance of the caucus again, and then ask them to directly contact with the staff members in Representative Lewis or T. Berry's office, or if it's your senator. Just ask them to directly contact the co-chair offices of the caucus.
And that information appears on the issue paper.
Yeah, and that information is on the issue paper, so you'll have that contact information. And once we're able to finalize, we're hoping to finalize the September healthcare briefing that Andrew quickly, you know, spoke about prior to the beginning of the August recess. So as we keep posting and keep looking and checking on the FOG website, because as we have those type of details finalized, we will post them with a talking point. So you can make that as a part of your ask during your district day meeting. You can say, and by the way, the council is hosting this Hill event on healthcare in September, and it's sort of your invite, and it's another way for you to follow up with that office.
Great. Thank you.
Any other